right weapon?
जगतो अन्नया विपरतस्याचि सविद्धस्तरास्तीनि ब्रह्मविदाजायाविकवै मह्यन्ति सूरय तेजवारिनिधान यथाभिनिमयो यत्तत्ति सद्ब्रह्मशा धाम्ना सेन सदा निरस्तकोपं सत्तं परं धीमहि। So, there's the offering is obedience. So, Sattam Param, the absolute, supreme truth, not to be related to. Everyone has to offer obeisances to Sattam. Somebody, in our practical life, at least, we have to offer obeisances to the police commissioner. When you go on the street, as soon as they stop, so we have to obey. So how we can avoid obeying? They are saying that we don't believe in God. God is there. I am God. But why you are offering obeisances even to this small connoisseur? That means you have to offer your obeisances to somebody. That is your position. But we are offering obeisances to the relative truth. Relative truth means, that has been explained here, Tejubhari Midang is a Thabi Nimayu, the first is of Kam Misa. We are offering obeisances to a temporary manifestation of Teja Bari Nidang, Dhimayu. Teja means fire. Bari means water. And Mri means earth. So, you take earth, mix with water, and put it into fire, then grind it, so it becomes mortar and the brick, and you prepare a very big skyscraper and offer a vision to you. Such a big house. And Kishabdhamrisha. But there is another place. Dhamna Sena Nirasta Kuhukam. We are offering here obeisances to the brick, stone, iron. Just like in your country especially, in all Western countries, there are so many statues, the same thing, he's abiding down in the world. But when we install deity, actually the form, eternal form of Krishna, nobody offers it. They'll go to offer obeisances to the dead, just like in British media. They are standing in queue to offer obeisances to a dead body. There's no value, but they are wasting time there. But here, they are invited. Oh, they are watching idols. Where should I go? Why should I go there? This is Kali Yuga. They are actually doing that. Obeisance. But not to the Supreme Personality of God. That's the case that I offer my obeisances to the Supreme Absolute Truth, Satyam Param Bhimam. There is Lama Truth beyond that. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Parataram Nanyat Kinti Rasti Dhananjaya. Matta, beyond me, there is no more superior power. Matta Parataram Na Anyat. So Vasudev is offering his obeisance to the person above whom there is no one. God means controller, as several times explained. But here in our experience we see that one controller is controlled by another controller. Nobody is absolute control. Therefore nobody is absolute truth. But there is, that must be, the absolute truth. Janmadvasya-gata, as it has begun, the source of all emanations. Now what is that source of emanation? What is the nature? One has to accept the cause and effect as we have got experience. In everything there is a cause and the effect. So the supreme cause, means who has no more cause? Sarva-karana-kara. I am caused by my father. My father is caused by his father. His father gone, making his path. Who is the ultimate father? When he comes, there must be some ultimate father. Just like I have my father has got father, his father, as you can see, up to 2-3 generations upwards. And beyond that we cannot see. That does not mean that the great-grandfather has no father. There must have been some father. Is it very unreasonable? Everyone can understand. Although I cannot see with my limited potency, but with my knowledge, a reasonable knowledge, I can understand that either he may be great grandfather or above that, that he must have some part. The Lord Brahma is called, therefore, Pitamaha. grandfather. Because he is the original father within the universe. He is the first created being. And he begot so many children. So all the living entities, they are born of Brahma. He is called Srishtikarta. Srishtikarta means the creator of this universe. And there are innumerable universes. In each universe, there is one Brahma. And all these Brahmas are also created by Garbhodha Sai Vishnu. Therefore, Vishnu Tattva is the absolute truth. Now, we will explain in the past.
Yes. Jap Deva asserts here in Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and all others are his direct or indirect primary portion or portion of the portion. The Rajiva Goswami has even more explicitly explained the subject matter in his Krishna Sandarbha. And Brahma, the original living being.
Rajiva Goswami has got six Sandarbhas. Kriti. Bhagava Sandarbha, Sandarbha, Krishna Sandarbha, Tattva Sandarbha, Guti Sandarbha. Like that. So, these books are. I don't think it is published in English. But these Sandarbhas have so philosophically discussed that throughout the whole world there is not a single philosopher who can defy this Jiva Goswami's six Sandarbhas. Our this Gaudiya Sampradaya. We belong to Gaudiya Sampradaya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the disciples of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have got immense literature to understand God. One who wants to understand God through philosophy, science, argument, logic, so to supply them materials. We have got immense literature, Vedic literature. So one of them is mentioned here, Krishna Sandarbha. What is Krishna?
And Brahma, the original living being, has explained the subject of Sri Krishna substantially in his treatise named Brahma Samhita. In the Samaveda Upanishad, it is also stated, the Lord Sri Krishna is the divine son of Devaki.
Some of the foolish scholars, they say that Krishna was a powerful aborigine. And the Krishna was super as technique because he was very powerful. Krishna is always powerful. But they have misinterpreted him. Krishna is mentioned in the Vedas, just like this book, Brahma Sanghita. Brahma Sanghita is only the description of Krishna. And this book was composed by Lord Brahma. Nobody knows how many millions of years ago this book was composed. But we understand that it was composed by Brahma on the authority of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our process is to take knowledge from the authority. We don't bother whether Brahma Sanghita was actually written by Brahma or not, the so-called scholars, anthropologists, and what is called? Archaeologists. They may go on talking. But we have got a very nice process to receive knowledge through parampara system, Vedic succession, disciple succession. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling in the southern part of India, South India, Adi Kesa Mandir, there was a temple, still a temple there. He found out this Brahma Sangita in handwritten. Formerly there was no printing press. So any important Vedic literature was being copied. Suppose you have got some copies. I want it, so I borrow from you the book and I copy in my handwriting, or I engage somebody who has got good handwriting. In this way, in Vrindavan, still there are so many handwritten literature. They have opened one association, society. They are collecting all this handwritten literature. So this handwritten literature, Brahma Sangita, was collected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from a temple in South India. And he delivered to immediate disciples that this is Brahma Sangita, written by Brahma. It is the summary of the Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavad. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives reference of Srimad Bhagavatam with Brahma Sangita. That means Srimad Bhagavatam also is eternal. They are not man-made, manufactured books. The Vedic literature means, as it is stated in this verse, Tini Brahma Rida. Brahma means Vedic literature, Shabda Brahma. So, he distributed the Vasudeva, original, first and absolute truth. He, satisfied this Vedic knowledge, Tene Brahma Ida. Brahma was alone. He could not see Krishna likewise. But Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesha Arjuna Tishtati. Krishna is everyone's heart. So he taught him from within. Krishna's name is Chaitanya Guru. Guru, spiritual master from within. So, Krishna is trying to help us from within, and he manifests again, externally also, as spiritual master, directly speaking. So from within, from without, he is trying to help us. Krishna is so kind. From within and without. Tene Brahma Rida Adhita. So this Brahma Sangita was written by Lord Brahma, and in Brahma Sangita the name of Krishna is there. Ishvara Parama Krishna. That is fifth chapter. There are 100 chapters. Only fifth chapter is available. So, in the beginning of the fifth chapter, Brahma says, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vidya. So how this rascal can conclude that Krishna was in some years, some hundred or 500 years ago, that are the Jews, boys, they're very powerful. So in this way, these Western so-called scholars, they are misleading us. Therefore we call them simply Western. They do not know what is the truth. And instead, they write books, they write commentaries, unauthorized books, and misleading people. This is going on. Krishna is not manifested. The Brahma Sangha is complete description of Krishna. Vishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Dadi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. The cause of all causes. Janmadva Siddhata Vedanta Sutra says the absolute truth is there, which is the original cause. The scientists are trying to find out the original cause of creation, but they are creating their own imagination. There was a chunk and it burst out and then planets came out. And where from this chunk came? In answer. So this is that. So if you actually want knowledge, then you have to get knowledge by this disciplic practice. Because you cannot speculate. By speculation, you can never arrive to the absolute truth. That is not possible. Athāpi te devu padāmbudhattam prasādam dīśāni dhuhita yuvali jānāti tattam bhagavat mahimna prasānai kūpi śrāṅgati. 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 Śrāṅg means perpetually. You can speculate. But you cannot understand what is wrong. That is not possible. You have to know God from a person who knows God as God's person. They say Krishna. Krishna's name is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Sangita. That means Brahma knew Krishna. That means Krishna was before Brahma's birth. Originally. Aham eva asam agre. Before creation, Krishna was. Not that Krishna is a product of this material creation. It's that we are a product of this material creation. This body, everyone knows, it is a product of material creation. My father and mother created this body. My father and mother's body also created by somebody. Krishna's body is not like that. Krishna's body is beyond creation. Aham eva asam agre. Because there was no creation. And Krishna was existing before creation, then how you can say Krishna's body is material? That is not true. When there was no material creation, Krishna was there. Therefore his body is not. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma ajoti san abhyatma. I am unborn, abhyatma, eternal body, still I take birth. Bhutanam is Surupitan, I am the Lord of everyone. Still I appear. So these things have to be understood. And if you can understand Krishna, Janma Karma me Vidvam, these are all transcendental knowledge, they are not ordinary knowledge. Vidvam, transcendence, his appearance, his disappearance, his work, his activities, his pastimes, they are all transcendent. So anyone who can try to understand Krishna in a transcendental position, beyond creation, beyond creation, even Shankaracharya, the impersonality. He says, Narayana para of bhaktya. Narayana is beyond this materiality. Abhakta means there is a total stock of material elements beyond this universe. There are so many things to learn. This universe you see is just like a ball. And this ball is covered by layers of water, fire, air, earth, like this. Circular. And each layer is 10 times bigger than the previous layer. In this way the universe is covered. And beyond that covering, there is another star. We are prison here, within this universe. We are thinking that we are very free to move in this path, what is called, putnik. But we cannot go beyond your limitation. That is not possible. We are going to the moon planet again, coming back. Okay. That is our conditional life. That you are conditioned, packed up, under certain regulation. If you violate, then you are conditioned. You cannot violate. You have to remain within the conditions of material nature. They will deserve no money. You cannot violate. If you want to violate the laws of nature, then you create another difficulty.